Okay, so one of my last tasks is to tackle the situation that arises when I'm in the application, or the user is, let's just use the generic term user, and they're typing a message, and then they accidentally or purposefully hit the start button or the back button. Our application should handle that situation gracefully. Right now, we're just gonna, the second time they enter the application, they're gonna come back to the note selection screen when, in my opinion, they should end up back here with all their data still intact from the previous session. So, as we learned on day three, we're going to have to make some decisions. I've given you a couple of options on how to handle this. And I looked back through some of the work that we have done, and I didn't really see a suitable way to use the app.xaml.cs file to accomplish this. What I decided to use instead, I still want to use the isolated storage settings, which, as you recall, I call that a state bag. It's a place where you can put values that are then stored to isolated storage, but in a special compartment called settings. And as we're going to see in this video, we're going to actually discover the name of the file where it puts those settings at. And that will actually cause a small problem for us. However, I think that that's the approach we want to take. So the intent is this: when somebody comes back into the application and the page is about to load, the main page.xaml is loaded, we want to do a check right there to see what was the state of the application previously. So we're going to look in that isolated storage settings for a special state value that I'll just call state. And what we'll do is, if that state was set to add, that means the user was in the add screen. Or if that state was in set to the value edit, then we were editing a note before the user clicked the start button or the back button. So then it's incumbent on the add.xaml or the viewedit.xaml to manage that state value. We'll also probably need a value key that will store any values that were already typed in or changed. So we got a lot of work ahead of us. This is not a small task. First thing I find helpful to do is to just explain, in to put it in my own words for my own consumption, to explain what it is that I'm hoping to achieve. This helps me clarify what I'm doing when I have to state it out in English. And then secondly, it'll remind me why I'm managing this isolated storage settings set of values everywhere. So what I'll do is just start typing. Okay, so hopefully that makes sense. And the first thing that I want to do then is start declaring a variable called state, because we're going to, first of all, see on main page.xaml if state has it already been set. So we're going to need to see if our isolated storage settings, so let's start here then. Isolated storage settings, we'll call it settings like we've always done. Isolated storage settings, application settings. All right, now I'm going to check to see if settings contains a key called state. All right, so this, just keep this in mind. We're calling this the same, but this is the key value, the key that we'll use within the state bag. And then this is what we're going to retrieve the value of the key into. So this will probably be either empty, or the word add, or the word edit. So first we'll check to make sure that there is a key called state. And if there is, then let's try to get the value of it out of there to see whether it's add or edit. So we'll use the try get value. We're expecting a string type. And so we'll give it the key, and then we're going to get the value out, if indeed there is a value. All right, and so now we want to evaluate what state is. If state is the word add, then we'll do one thing. We're going to use the navigate service to send the user to the add.xaml page. Otherwise, well, maybe there's actually a couple of possibilities. If it's edit, then we'll send them to another page. But there's also the possibility that we have the we do have the key called state, but it's set to empty. So we'll just account for that state here. And in that state, what we want to do is call just bind list. So I could probably just get rid of this for the time being. Okay. But what we do want to do is call our navigation service navigate method, and we're going to need to send the user to our add.xaml page. So we're going to need to create a new URI like we've been doing. And then we want to set the URI kind to relative. And the URI always gets me a little tripped up here, so one moment as I concentrate. Zapnote component add.xaml. Okay, I've already gotten bitten by doing this once, but I'm going to paste her in there. Copy and paste, and then change this to view-edit.xaml. All right, so I wouldn't anticipate being able to even test this. We would only get about this far, because nowhere have we actually set state. So this isn't going to work. The only thing we can do is make sure it hasn't changed anything with how our application executes so far. And quite honestly, I do see that it has changed how the application is executed. And this is what I wanted to tell you about. Because now we're using the isolated storage settings, it has created a file in our phone's flash drive called application settings. So in this part where we hit bind list and we're looping through each file, we come across a file named application settings. Well, application settings doesn't have the same format that we're expecting here, because when we start to try to parse out a date, you can see we get underscore underscore app because it's the first four characters of the word file. The month, the day is going to be just, you know, it's all messed up. So what we need to do to remedy this, since we're anticipating the file name, is to then let's just make sure that the file name is correct. So here, we'll do this. If file name, well, how about just if file is not equal to, then the name of the file, which I happen to know is application settings. And that's the file name that is automatically created by our application, or I'm sorry, our isolated storage settings to store its settings values. And then we'll put it on the other side of this, actually. There we go. All right, let's clean up a little bit here. And I'll give myself a little comment. Avoid the application settings file. It doesn't conform to the naming convention. Okay, so now let's see if we can run the application, get this to work. Okay, so we've gotten this far, and I think that's all we're going to tackle in this video, but we now have to do work in both the add.xaml page and then the view-edit.xaml and manage this state key within our isolated storage settings. So we'll do that in the next video. We'll see you there. Thank you.